Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're talking about 6027 Mount Carmel Park in Wilmington, North Carolina, a really beautiful property that just went under contract in the Village at Mott's Landing community.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, this property is a perfect example of what's happening in southern Wilmington right now. We've got this 2,625 square foot home, three bedrooms, three full baths, built back in 2016, and it's listed at $800,000. But what really gets me excited is the location and the community itself.
Well, it's an established neighborhood in the 28412 zip code of southern Wilmington, and that's key. You've got a mix of well-built single-family homes, and the price range is really diverse. I'm seeing homes anywhere from the high 500,000s all the way over $1.3 million. That tells you there's something for different buyers here. And honestly, the consistent inventory we see tells me people want to be in this area. It's not just a flash in the pan.
Right, exactly. So you're saying there's real staying power here. Now, this particular home, 6027 Mount Carmel Park, it sits on a 0.26-acre lot, which in that area is pretty meaningful outdoor space. What's the appeal of that lot size for buyers?
You know what I think is so cool about that quarter acre lot? It gives you room to breathe without being overwhelming. You've got space for a little gardening, outdoor entertaining, and in coastal North Carolina, that's huge. Plus, with a two-car garage included, you've got secure parking and storage, which is really practical for seasonal weather prep. If you're thinking about coastal living, that matters.
No kidding. And speaking of coastal living, I imagine there are some specific things buyers and sellers in this area need to think about, right? Like seasonal maintenance?
Absolutely. That's why we put together a fall coastal home checklist specifically for Wilmington buyers and sellers. It covers flood zones, insurance considerations, inspections, all the stuff that's unique to living near the coast. And honestly, when you're in southern Wilmington like this property, those considerations are real and they matter to your decision making.
That makes total sense. Now, you mentioned earlier that Wilmington's seeing relocation interest tied to job growth. How does that play into neighborhoods like Village at Mott's Landing?
Oh, this is huge. New employers, hospital expansion, port growth, all of that is reshaping where people want to live in Wilmington. Southern Wilmington communities like this one are seeing buyers relocate here specifically because of those opportunities. And they're looking for established neighborhoods with good bones, which is exactly what Village at Mott's Landing offers. If you want to understand how that job market is driving housing demand, there's some really solid data on how new Wilmington employers are changing the landscape.
So, for someone listening who's thinking about the area, whether they're relocating for work or just exploring Wilmington real estate, what should they be looking at beyond just the property itself?
Location context is everything. Look at what's nearby. Arrowhead Park is less than a mile away, which is great for outdoor recreation. You've got grocery options, dining, shopping centers within a few minutes. Antonio's Pizza and Pasta is super close by. Island's Fresh Mex Grill is nearby. And for healthcare, there's Harris Teeter Pharmacy and Walgreens within walking distance, basically. That everyday convenience matters when you're buying a home.
Absolutely. And I imagine when you're showing properties in this area, you're really thinking about how the home fits into the neighborhood ecosystem, not just the four walls, right?
100%. This home at 6027 Mount Carmel Park, it's got that functional floor plan with generous room sizes, three full baths for convenience, and the natural flow between kitchen, dining, and gathering spaces. But what makes it move fast is that it's in an established community where people want to be. You can compare it to other homes in Village at Mott's Landing to really understand the value proposition. And honestly, that's how you make a smart decision.
Well, buddy, this has been fantastic. For anyone interested in this property or exploring Wilmington neighborhoods more broadly, where should they start looking?
Check out the full listing with all 50 photos and floor plans. We've got complete property details. And if you want to explore other homes in Village at Mott's Landing or dive deeper into Wilmington neighborhoods and communities, there's a ton of resources available. You can also get a free home value report if you're curious what your own property might be worth in this market. It's all about understanding the landscape.
Perfect. Buddy Blake, thanks so much for walking us through 6027 Mount Carmel Park and what's really happening in Southern Wilmington right now. This has been Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.